And it is today's topical currents, Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. That was a very uplifting experience.
It was. It was inspirational. It was touching. It was really beautiful.
Well, the big game is Sunday. The 49ers are favored over the Baltimore Ravens. But no matter which team you root for, the Super Bowl party is imperative. The game is in New Orleans, of course. So chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastineimer is on hand with party tips and such, along with some legendary New Orleans figures. Linda, will you lay the points and take the Niners?
Sure, whatever that means.
Big better you are,
yeah,
Linda.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Okay, so let me ask you something. What's the second most eating day in America? Of course.
Thanksgiving is first, right?
And Super Bowl.
Oh.
Okay, and so it's really a major food day, and our guests have a special food game planned for us. Lally Brennan and T. Martin, they're the co-owners of the New Orleans famous, famous Commander's Palace. They also own Cafe Adelaide and the Swizzle Bar. So we're having Super Bowl bash New Orleans style today. So let's welcome them. Welcome, Lally Brennan.
Hi, Linda. How are you? It's so great to talk to you.
I haven't seen you in so long. Nice to talk with you, Lally.
It's been way too long.
Well, I'll have to get over there.
Or ask your way.
Well, that'd be good. And how about you, T. Martin? How are you doing?
Wonderful. Hello there, Linda.
Nice to see you. It's been a while since you've been over to Miami.
Yes, but we're trying to sneak over for the food and wine or maybe just a good fun weekend soon.
Sounds good to me. Okay, and we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Join us. What's your favorite Super Bowl food? Or do you have any questions for Lally Brennan or T. Martin? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And email, that's radio@WLRN.org.
And also joining us by Skype is our favorite wine person, and that's Fred Tasker.
He always makes a noise.
He's playing the drums, I think.
Fred, what are you doing with your glass today? We were hearing some noises there.
All I can say is go Ravens.
Uh-oh.
No, actually, I can hear you, but I can't hear our guests, so you'll have to keep me from interrupting them.
Okay.
We'll work on that technically.
Right. Okay. We'll let you know what happens. Well, Lally Brennan, let's start with, has the party already started in New Orleans? What's going on there?
Linda, there's always a party in New Orleans. But, you know, the crowds are coming into town, and so we have our Mardi Gras. We had Mardi Gras last weekend. They moved it up one weekend. It was supposed to start this weekend, but because of the Mardi Gras, they moved it up one weekend. And then we have all the Super Bowl this weekend, and then next Tuesday starts Mardi Gras. So instead of calling it Super Bowl weekend in New Orleans, everybody's calling it Super Gras in New Orleans. So yes, yes, yes. And it couldn't be lovelier. It's magnificent in the city right now. It's sunny and cool and full of locals running around having a good time and lots of fans and people who are in town just because it's Super Bowl and they don't really care about the game.
Well, okay, so what you're telling me is you've got parades for Mardi Gras going on at the same time that I think you have some Super Bowl parades as well. Yes?
Yes, yes, we do, exactly. There, the Parish Metairie, which is right outside of Orleans Parish, they have parades this weekend, and there is a Super Bowl parade also. So it is a big old party. And also, you know, there are all these tents that have been put up down by the French Quarter and the river for concerts, and just, as I said, something's happening every minute that you can imagine right now.
Well, I guess you're doing more than nachos and chili.
Yes, we are.
Well, let's ask T. T. Martin, what are you going to be serving in your various restaurants for Super Bowl?
Well, it's funny he said nachos because Chef decided to get a little funny, and he's doing the thing called the Creole Nacho at lunch. So we've got a little beta beer glazed pork belly over some spiced hog crackling and a little pickled pork chow.
You hit Joe Cooper's stomach right away.
Yeah, so we are doing a little bit of that, but, you know, it's New Orleans, so we've got some crawfish boiled beignets going on. And
Wait, you know, sorry, say that again?
Beignets,
crawfish
boiled beignets. Yeah.
Wow.
So we've, you know, keep finding.
Now, to explain, some people might not know. I know you all know, but they may not know what a beignet is.
Well, sort of a New Orleans and sort of French version of a donut, you know, frequently, usually served sweet with sugar over the top, powdered sugar. But so we're doing a savory version here with crawfish and andouille. And crab oil is like a very spiced liquid that we boil seafood in.
Uh-huh.
And so we're giving it that sort of a flavor. And with the buttermilk beignet and put all that together and a little crawfish boil aioli on top. And, you know, that's some pretty good football watching food right there.
What about the Swizzle Stick Bar?
Oh, well, you know, I'll tell you what. So one of our other places is Swizzle Stick Bar, and also our newest place, Sobu.
Oh, you have another place, Sobu?
Yeah.
How's that spelled?
S-O-B-O-U stands for South of Bourbon. So we decided to have our own bowl, and we're calling it the Cocktail Bowl. So the three restaurants paired food with cocktails, and everybody's going around town voting on which one's the best, and they're going to win a dine around. It's just kicks for us, you know. And so the Swizzle Stick, for example, is doing their we all do a rip-off of the same dish that we do here at Commander's called Shrimp and Tasso Henneken, which is, you know, shrimp with a little stuff with a little bit of Tasso ham, which is a seasoning ham, a little pickled okra and five pepper jelly, and a hot sauce Beurre Blanc. So Adelaide's version of that dish is called the Shrimp and Tasso Corn Dog.
Let's tell people that Adelaide is Cafe Adelaide.
Yes.
Yes,
you're right.
Okay.
We have all our nicknames. Cafe Adelaide and the Swizzle Stick Bar. So they do the Shrimp and Tasso Corn Dog, and they're pairing that with a real daiquiri, which is just the real thing, which is
shrimp
fresh lime juice,
corn dog, and tasso, yeah.
And
yeah.
Daiquiri. What kind of daiquiri?
Just, well, the original. The original daiquiri, which was originally made in Cuba, is very simple. It's three things. It's rum and fresh lime juice and sugar, not overly sweet, and on the rocks, not frozen. So a real daiquiri. And then over at Sobu, we're doing shrimp and tasso pinchos with a tequila cocktail we call Sunset in the Courtyard. And that our chef is from Puerto Rico there, and pinchos are like a street food, like meat on a stick sort of a thing. So he does a shrimp version
of this
one.
I'm not sure if Fred Tasker is hearing all of these wonderful drinks. You're talking about daiquiri and what was the other one?
I think he's booking a ticket.
Tequila.
No, it was pisco, or what was the other drink you were having?
Well, this one is actually it's called Sunset in the Courtyard, and that one is a tequila drink.
Sunset in the Courtyard, a tequila drink. Fred, can you hear that?
I can hear you. I can't hear them.
Okay, so how does that
sound?
And so what is some? She's talking about all these drinks at the Swizzle Stick, and what they're going to go with. So you know, she's having a daiquiri with a corn dog. How does that sound?
Wow.
T, is that what you're doing? A daiquiri with
indeed.
A corn dog?
Well, you know, that's the whole point. It pairs beautifully. I mean, the citrus, there's a lot of citrus, obviously, and it's fresh lime, and it hangs in there with the spice and the sweetness of this dish. It works beautifully.
Wow. And Lally,
now I can hear you, and that sounds wonderful.
Good. We're going to try to make you thirsty.
Okay, Lally, so what are they serving at Commander's Palace?
Well, at Commander's, we're doing our classic Tasso Shrimp Henneken, and we're pairing it with
Tasso Shrimp
Henneken.
Henneken?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. And, well, that's the name of one of our favorite people in the world.
Oh, okay. So what's
tasso
in it?
Tasso Shrimp, which is, we use wild Louisiana white shrimp, and we use some tasso ham and pickled okra and sweet onions and a five pepper jelly and a crystal hot sauce Beurre Blanc, and it is just
oh my
heavenly.
God. A hot sauce Beurre Blanc. Wow.
And pickled
You imagine trying to pair a wine with that, though? Wow.
You could do it, Fred.
We would say, number one, beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you'd have to go with a Riesling. Don't you think?
Oh, okay.
And then,
yeah,
but,
that would work.
But I must share with you that at lunchtime at Commander's, we have, and at Sobu and at Cafe Adelaide, we have 25-cent martinis. So you'll see lots of martinis being
25
paired with
cents?
Lots of dishes.
Wait, did I hear you right?
Yes, you did. 25 cents.
For a martini? People are going to start flying there right now from here.
Come on. The more the merrier. We decided that we wanted to have lots of fun around these places. And Dottie had an idea about 15 years ago, you know, sort of people who stopped having that two martini lunch. And we decided we needed to shake things up. And Dottie was like, girls, put on this put on 25-cent martinis like we used to do at Brennan's on Rural Street years and years ago. And we're like, oh, Aunt Dottie, we don't think so. And shame on tea and moi, because the minute we put it on, it is like a party in the dining room. You walk through and you all these tall martini glasses with different colors to them, you know, because we make an apple martini and a commander's martini and then a classic martini. And it's just fun. So, I do think that beer would be better.
Everybody here in the studio are shaking their heads.
There must be a lot of staggering going on.
And you know what we say? We said limit three because we think that's enough.
Well, I would say...
a three martini lunch. Wow.
On that note, we're going to have to take a break. We're talking with Lally Brennan and T. Martin from the famous Brennan restaurant family in New Orleans. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And have you been hearing the Preservation Hall Band from New Orleans? They're great there. Well, our guests are Lally Brennan and T. Martin. They're co-owners of the New Orleans famous Commander's Palace, Cafe Adelaide, the Swizzle Bar, and I think they have a new restaurant called Sobu. And they've been giving us tips for Super Bowl bash, New Orleans style, and giving us a real peek of what's going on in New Orleans right now before the big day. So now it's dinner in minutes time if you're making a New Orleans bash at home. This is a really simple, easy dinner. It's great for two people. It's great for a crowd. Very easy to make. You can make it now, and you can freeze it and serve it on Sunday. It's a spicy mushroom and chicken chili, a one-pot chili. And the chicken and the mushrooms give it a light touch, and all of the ingredients cook in a big, large skillet. And you just brown the chicken in the skillet for a couple of minutes, then add some canned diced tomatoes, some jalapeno pepper. The amount of heat is up to you. A red kidney bean, some corn, chili powder, cumin, garlic, and mushrooms. This all cooked together and simmer for about 15 minutes. And if it gets a little dry, you'll add some water. Then I sprinkle some cilantro on top, crusty bread. Couldn't be easier. If you're having people over, set it on the stove and let people wander around and help themselves.
So, Linda, how spicy did you make it for Joe and everybody?
Not very spicy, Fred. You know the routine.
Yeah.
Now, come on. They're getting lunch every week here, and, you know, they have to...
And we do nothing but complain, I know.
Exactly, right. All right. I said the heat is up to you, okay? Add some of that New Orleans hot pepper sauce. Well, that complete recipe, the ingredients and all, is at dinnerinminutes.com, photographed there. And there's another easy Super Bowl-friendly dinner in minutes, pasta fagioli. It's in today's Miami Herald. So you can follow me on the website or on Twitter at L. Gassenheimer. Okay, so Fred, are we drinking or what? Or have you already
absolutely.
Started?
I just want to let people know that even if they can't get to the big game in New Orleans on Sunday, they can at least drink as if they're there. The city has, I'm not talking about wine either. New Orleans has some wonderful signature drinks that can let the good times roll at backyard tailgating parties in Miami. Now, the first one is the Sazerac. I gather you haven't talked about that yet, right?
No, we haven't. And I'm sure T and Lally can fill you in on their Sazerac.
Yeah, this was officially voted by the Louisiana legislature as the official drink of New Orleans. And it was invented in 1830 by a Creole apothecary. It's hard to say. It's a powerful blend. You start out with 3 ounces of rye whiskey. You put in a swirl of absinthe, which is the licorice-flavored drink that used to be illegal. You put in a few dashes of Peychaud bitters, which is based on gentian, which is a flower that first tastes sweet and then intensely bitter, and a twist of lemon. So I'm wondering, ask our guests, do you serve that at your places?
We probably serve that more than anything else. And it was really considered... the original cocktail in the world, period. And the one little change I would make to how you said to do that is we would put the absinthe in the glass and just do a rinse, swirl it around the glass, and then, you know, pitch out whatever will come out. because you don't want
sounds like a waste of perfectly good absinthe.
Well, it might be, but it will overpower the drink.
I see.
We think, but I mean, you do it. It always should be to your taste, but
just
that's
like the
how
spice,
we do it.
Yeah. Well, if you actually get to New Orleans and you want to turn out to be a real tourist, you can go to Pat O'Brien's establishment in the French Quarter and order his drink called a Hurricane. Now, this, if you've seen it on television, this is the tall red drink that you see the college boys guzzling as they amble through the French Quarter. In fact, a local newspaper survey found that 95% of all first-time visitors to New Orleans go to O'Brien's and have one. And here you start out with a 26-ounce glass shaped like a hurricane lamp, and you fill it with 4 ounces of rum, which is almost like making a triple drink, and then 4 ounces of Pat O'Brien's semi-secret hurricane mix, which may or may not contain passion fruit and some other ingredients, and you garnish it with an orange slice and a cherry. And if you like it, you can buy the mix at his place and take it home with you.
I have to tell you, Fred, that I have a hurricane glass from 2,000 years ago, whenever I first went to Orleans, because that's where we had to go. Tia or Lally, do you serve a similar drink at your restaurants?
We do. We serve. We actually started making our own version of a hurricane, and of course, we use all fresh juices and ingredients, and it's quite delicious. We enjoy it very much.
Is it 25 cents?
No, ma'am, it is not.
Fred, are we still drinking here?
Oh, absolutely. Finally, you're going to need the proper beverage to go with the famous New Orleans specialty of blackened fish. And a blackened fish, in that recipe, you take a mild white fish fillet and coat it with a blend of, get this, paprika, cayenne pepper, white pepper, black pepper, dried thyme, oregano, onion, and garlic. And then you sear it in a white hot cast iron skillet. And of course, the perfect drink for this is Dixie Brewery's Blackened Voodoo Lager. This is this beer is described
as Blackened kind of, Voodoo.
Yeah, Blackened Voodoo Lager. Doesn't that sound right for blackened fish?
Sure.
It's described as kind of sweet and nutty and caramel flavor, which might be just the thing for this really spicy fish dish. And then, so all in all, your New Orleans party should be quite memorable if you can remember it.
Well, let me ask Tia or Lally. We've been talking a lot about drinking. I suppose some other things go on. I mean, we do eat in New Orleans. So what are some other foods for the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll tell you, since you have your friend Fred here with the wine, I will mention for Super Bowl last night, we actually did a wine dinner with Jim Nance, who's the sports announcer who does, of course, the Super Bowl and all the ball games and golf. Because Jim has come out with a really fantastic wine called The Calling. And here at Commanders, we just won this award we've been trying to win forever, I have to tell you, from a Wine Spectator called Grand Award. And so we're very serious about our wine list. Only 75 restaurants in the world have that. So we did a dinner with him last night. And a couple of the things that we serve with some of his wines are, like, we did a velouté of Gulf oysters with absinthe and artichokes. And we did that with a little opening cocktail that had a little punch tool of strawberry and a little rhubarb, sort of a champagne cocktail, very light and refreshing. But then we did a blue crab and grilled corn salad, and it had a little grilled corn over the top and a little roasted pepper, some limestone lettuce, and we do a little sweet potato hay on top. And we did that with his Dutton Ranch Chardonnay. And anyway,
wow.
It kept, yeah, so
well,
we're
almost,
eating.
We only have like a few seconds left, but what was the dessert?
Well, it's that time of year. We did have to do the Ponche Tula strawberry shortcake, which we only do when the strawberries are in season.
Oh, wow. That really sounds good. I wish we could talk more about it. But it's been a really tasty and thirsty week, I guess. Lally Brennan and T. Martin, thank you both for joining us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Linda.
We'll look you up next time.
Right.
We do. We're here waiting.
Their restaurants are Commander's Palace, Cafe Adelaide, The Swizzle Bar, and I guess Sobu. Best places to stop in New Orleans. Fred Tasker, wine columnist. Great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Joseph Cooper and Bonnie, you ate well today. Was it
hot
enough for
you? I'm not sure about chicken chili, but all right.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Okay, next week we're going to be talking with TV network judge. He was judge on Chopped. Scott Conant, he's the owner of Scarpetta Restaurant. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.